Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prev Garner, can you pass me that processor?
Yes, sir.
And the screwdriver?
It's incredible watching you put this android back together, Mr. Anders.
Let's just hope I'm doing it right.
Hey, Dad, you better look at this.
Hang on, Birdie. Let me just finish up with Badger.
Please say it's working.
Just one more second. Help me slide this plate back on, Private. All right. My work here is done. Can't say I'm completely confident, but hopefully I did enough to at least power him up.
Nothing's happening yet, sir.
Rebooting takes 6 minutes. Keep an eye on the time. Now, what's up, Bird?
Hi. Yeah, so I was able to hack into the Genesis file on Dr. Whittier's hard drive. But, well, here, just read this.
Experiment succeeded, blah blah blah. Hard drive reacted positively, didn't reject sample, yada yada. The Anders child proved beneficial to... Wait, what?
Yep, you read that right, Pops. The Anders child. Now you want to tell me what it means?
It means we need to find your mom and get to that island fast.
Enough stalling, Holiday. You made me think you were on my side.
I am.
Liar! You don't want me to build the others, do you? Do you?
Let him go.
First things first. Either you and your so-called brother tell me where Brinley and Casey are, or this time I send them right through the cave wall.
We don't know where they are. And I know you won't hurt Cyrus. He's the only one who can build those processors for you. No Cyrus, no robot army.
Ah! You two are completely useless!
Useless. Used.
And so are you, Cam.
Where are you going?
To track them down myself, which is what I should have done in the first place.
Stop, Adam!
Stay here, and don't get in my way again. Holiday!
I'm okay. I think. Man, he's strong.
No kidding. Hey, what's this?
I don't know. Some remote thing I swiped from Adam's hut while he was sleeping. Thought it might be useful.
Whoa.
What is it? TV remote?
This isn't for a TV, Halls. It's a remote to control the bots.
How do you know that?
Because Dr. Whittier had one just like it the night of the blackout. He said he could control Adam and Cam with it.
Are you serious? Wait, do you know how to work it?
I'm sure I could figure it out.
We'll start figuring. Cause we're gonna need it if we want to stop him from finding Brinley and Casey.
Casey. Brinley.
Yeah, them.
Ah, dear little Brinley. There's no need to look so conflicted. I'm offering you everything you could ever want. Cyrus to yourself, Casey permanently out of the picture, the chance to go back to Juno, to your father, to the life you once knew and loved, as an oboe star, and a soccer champ, and a math wizard.
And head of the debate team.
And head of the debate team.
Oh, come on, Brinley. Don't get sucked into this. She's playing you.
You can have it all in exchange for one simple little thing. Telling us where to find Holiday.
Not just Holiday, Cyrus. She's asking you to give up Cyrus.
Surely you won't pass up this wonderful opportunity.
I just... Listen, Brinley. I'd rather have Magnus throw me over these falls than have you rat out Cyrus. Please, okay? He'd never do that to us.
This is getting boring. Can I toss her over yet, Monarch?
I don't see why not. Brinley knows she'll never get an offer like this again. I'm certain she'll choose love over Casey and Holiday.
Cool. Time to get wet.
No! Wait! Voila!
Are those handcuffs?
Who keeps handcuffs in their pockets?
I do.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
What?
Why did you just handcuff yourself to me?
Because we're a team. If you go over the waterfall, I go with you.
Don't want to sound ungrateful, but since when?
Since now. See, if they lose both of us, Angelica will never find Cyrus and Holiday. So, we win. Boom. Who's the monarch now, Angie? Adam?
Are you sure he went this way?
No.
He could be anywhere out here in the jungle.
I know you're worried about Brinley and Casey, Sai. So am I. But you've got to remember, those two are rock stars. Between Casey's superpowers and Brinley's stubborn determination, they're pretty hard to take down.
Yeah.
You following me now?
Whoa!
No!
I'm ready to help you.
Sai.
I don't want anyone else to get hurt. I'll build you the robot brains you need, and I can fix Cam, too.
Yeah. Well, I still don't trust you, so I'm putting my backup plan in place.
What kind of backup plan? The animals?
I know you met a few of our furry friends the day you tried to escape.
Holiday, she talked to them.
Well, they answer to me now.
Attention! Casey Dupree and Brinley Pasternak are somewhere on the island. Find them. Whatever it takes.
Adam, no!
Was he talking to the tigers?
More than just tigers. Lions, bears, monkeys, snakes, rhinos. We have all sorts of creatures running around here, don't we, Holiday?
Yes.
But you said they're peaceful.
They were.
You reprogrammed them.
I sure did. And now, our friends, the robo-animals, they're straight-up man-eaters.
You mad, Angie? Don't like getting outsmarted by a 13-year-old? Too bad, so sad. Guess you can't kill us unless you never want to get your robot army. How smart am I, Casey? You can thank me later, but now's good too.
Thanks, I think. Seriously though, why do you have handcuffs?
A little lesson I learned in New Orleans. Now I never travel without them.
If you two are done patting yourselves on the back, I'd like to respond to your ultimatum, Brinley.
Sure.
I've decided we can find Cyrus and Holiday without your help. Magnus, throw them over.
With
what?
Pleasure.
Get your hands off of us!
On the count of three. One, two. Did I just hear an elephant?
On an island in the Atlantic? Don't be ridiculous.
That's definitely an elephant.
And it has some monkey friends.
This can't be real.
Okay, what is going on?
That's what... Look, every animal on the island is heading right for us. Hurry, Brinley, take my hand! The one that's cuffed to yours!
So we won't be so scared when we die together?
No, so we can run! Hurry, go!
Everyone, this is Amy Hutchins. I play Monica on 6 Minutes. For more adventures, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.